Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Abijam became king over Judah. He reigned for 3 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maacah, the daughter of Abishalom. He walked in all the sins of his father, which he had committed before him, and his heart was not wholly devoted to the Lord his God, like the heart of his father David. But for David's sake, the Lord his God gave him a lamp in Jerusalem to raise up his son after him and to establish Jerusalem. David did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and did not deviate from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, except in the case of Uriah the Hittite. And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam the days of his life. Now as for the rest of the acts of Abijam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And there was war between Abijam and Jeroboam. And his son Asa became king in his place. So in the 20th year of Jeroboam, the king of Israel, Asa began to reign as king of Judah. He reigned for 41 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maacah, the daughter of Abishalom. Now Asa did what was right in the sight of the Lord, like his father David. He also removed the male cult prostitutes from the land and removed all the idols which his fathers had made. And even his mother, Maacah, he also removed her from the position of queen mother, because she had made an abominable images in Asherah. And Asa cut down her abominable image and burned it at the brook Kedron. But the high places were not eliminated. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was wholly devoted to the Lord all his days. And he brought into the of the Lord the holy gifts of his father and his own holy gifts, silver, gold, and valuable utensils. Now there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. Baasha, king of Israel, marched against Judah. Anyone from going out or coming in to Asa, king
Then Asa took all the silver and the gold that was left in the treasuries of the house of the Lord and the treasuries of the king's house and handed it over to his servants. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tabrimmon, the son of Hesion, king of Aram, who lived in Damascus, saying, "Let's make a treaty between you and me, as there was between my father and your father. Behold, I have sent you a gift of silver and gold. Go break your treaty
Jeroboam became king over Israel in the second year of Asa, king of Judah. And he reigned over Israel for 2 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of his father and in his sin into which he misled Israel. Then Baasha, the son of Ahijah, of the house of Issachar, conspired against him, and Baasha struck, killed him at Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines. Oh, I'm not damning all Israel. We're laying siege to Gibbethon. So Baasha killed him in the third year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned in his place. And as soon as he was king, he struck and killed all the household of Jeroboam. He did not leave Jeroboam any persons alive, but kept killing. In accordance with the word of the Lord, which he spoke by his servant Ahijah the Shilonite. And because of the sins of Jeroboam, which he committed, and into which he misled Israel, because of his provocation, with which
she provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger. Now as for the rest of the acts of Nadab and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel?